Hello. Thank you for being here. I'm going to talk about progressive delivery, and hopefully by the end of this talk, you're going to know how to easily do canary deployments on Kubernetes. Okay. So, who's using Kubernetes today? Raise your hand, please. Everybody. Yeah. I'm not going to ask if everybody knows what Kubernetes is, because then you're in the wrong place. I'm a principal scientist on the Adobe Experience Manager Cloud Service. This is a content management system, and I'm a long-time open source contributor to Maven, Jenkins, Puppet, a few other things, and I'm also part of the Google Developer Experts program. But probably most of you know me because of what I did with Jenkins on Kubernetes, and some people will love it, some people will hate me. We'll talk about that later. And actually, I just, before this talk, 15 minutes before, I realized, oh, this is 10 years ago. Time flies. When people didn't know what Kubernetes was. So, what is progressive delivery? This also came, this was August 2018. This is when the term was coined at the Launch Darkly blog. And also was picked up by RedMonk, and I said, this is a great name for these things that everybody knows about, but the name kind of sums up very well what we're trying to do. So I said, I'm going to steal this. Right? That's the gist of it. So it includes deployment strategies that avoid this. I'm going to push this to all my nodes or my containers, all my pods, whatever it is that you're running. I'm going to push this new version to all of them. And if it breaks for everybody. We want to avoid that. So with progressive delivery, you have new versions that do not replace the existing versions. And you have both old and new version running in parallel for an amount of time. But the interesting part is that this is happening in production. And you can evaluate both old version, new version, during a period of time that you figure out what was the best time for you, and before saying that this is a successful thing that I need to roll to everybody, in all my customers. So continuous delivery is hard. I used to say like progressive delivery makes it continuous delivery easier to adopt because it reduces a lot of risk associated with continuous delivery. Yeah, it's great that you commit something to main and it gets pushed to everybody, but what if that's breaking in production? Then you have these methods behind progressive delivery that will prevent you from breaking things and give you these guardrails that will protect your users. The key points, avoiding downtime, limit the blast radius. You deploy something, it only affects a subset of your users, not all of them, and also shorten the time from your idea to production. So from the time you create a commit until you push it to production, you can use these techniques so you can shorten really as much as possible that time. And it's not affecting your live customers. It could affect your maybe internal customers, employees, something like that. So you can confidently push things to production. The name is great, but all the techniques already existed for a long time. We have rolling updates. On Kubernetes, this is the standard way when you change something on your deployments. You just get a new pod with a new version. When that pod comes up, the old pods start going away. And you can configure that easily on Kubernetes. You can configure how many pods you want to come up, if you want them to come up a little by a little, if you want all of them to come up at once, and they will start rolling. I mean, this has been around. Blue-green deployments, same thing. It's been around forever. Well, defined for some definition of ever. And you have green, what would you consider the old version, which is green, the new version, which is blue, or the other way around, I never know. and you have both running at the same time. You evaluate or you start sending traffic to the new version. And if something happens, you just have to flip the switch to put back to the old version. So this is a variation. The difference is running updates. You don't need to have all the machines running at the same time, all the containers. With Blue-Green, you can have both. But you need to have room for both versions running. Canary deployment, a slight variation, and I think it's one of the most interesting ones, where you send a percentage of the traffic or a percentage of your users to the new version and a percentage, a small percentage to the new version, and you keep growing. I mean, you could just do a small percentage, or you could keep growing that canary percentage. A lot of companies do this. First, this gets deployed to internal employees only. Then some countries, some like New Zealand, or a percentage of users depending on some characteristics of them. And they keep growing this canary pool over time until you reach 100%. Feature flags, another interesting one, where it allows you to push things to production behind feature flags so you can test them in production. And also disable them after you deploy them. So you push something, you realize for either it breaks for a lot of users or it breaks for a percentage of users, you can switch that feature off using some tools or using something as simple as environment variables. But yeah, there's tools that will allow you to manage feature flags so you don't have to deal with environment variables, things like that. Monitoring is the new testing, so you know the goal is to know when the users are experiencing issues in production. And the other characteristic, I think, is the react to the issues automatically. So if you deploy something that is bad, how you can automatically roll it back before some human has to go and figure out and what happened. So did you know that 90% of the outages could be solved? There's a study that said 90% of the outages could be solved with progressive delivery. Did you know that? No? Because I just made it up. And one thing that you need is, some requirement is having a good amount of metrics, or you need to know what's happening in your production system before you can react, knowing what users are seeing the new version, what users are breaking with the new version, what's happening here. So you need to have this visibility. And I always love to quote Devos Bharat, which disappeared from the Twitter sphere. To make error is human, to propagate error in all servers in automatic way, that's what DevOps is. And raise your hand if you have broken a lot of servers by doing this automatically. Okay. So yeah, what I love to say is if you have something automatically is that you haven't automated enough. When you get there, it's like, okay, maybe I should step back a little bit. Until you get there, you keep automating things. Now, more to the practical side, how can I do this in Kubernetes? Introduction, who's familiar with Ingress in Kubernetes? Okay. Then, 10 years ago, this was not like this. So.